Life is full of transitions, both big and small. Some may seem minor, like giving up caffeine or getting a new job, while others can have profound outcomes. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, Marianne Winnick reviews two new books about changing times, changing attitudes, and changing lives. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Good news for fans of Tales of the City by Armistead Maupin, whether on page or screen. Earlier this year, Maupin added a 10th book to the series, Mona of the Manor. Back in 1978, we met a landlady named Anna Madrigal with a boarding house on Barbary Lane in San Francisco. Among the residents were a lovable gay man named Michael Tolliver and a bohemian bisexual woman named Mona Ramsey, in whom the landlady took a maternal interest, which made sense when we eventually found out that before she transitioned, Anna Madrigal was Mona's father. Maupin moved the story as far as Anna's 93rd birthday, but now returns with an installment set in the 1990s. Having inherited property in England, Mona Ramsey is living in the Cotswolds with her adopted gay son, Wilfred, and the two are running Mona's Manor as a B&B. This allows for numerous subplots, one of which involves the singer, George Michael, whom Wilfred meets at a London cruising spot. Though AIDS is large upon the land, the characters are determined to enjoy whatever time they have in and out of bed. When Mona laments all the gorgeous hunks already lost, Michael replies, "I know plenty of ugly guys who died of AIDS." Well, that's pure Maupin. On to Frighten the Horses by Oliver Radcliffe. Though there are a fair number of memoirs by trans women, some of my favorites are Caitlyn Jenner, Diana Getch, and Jennifer Finney Boylan, there haven't been as many by trans men. I was so impressed by this latest addition to the list that I've invited Radcliffe to Baltimore. Lisa will have details at the end of the show. The daughter of wealthy British parents, married to another British expat, Radcliffe began his journey as a Connecticut housewife and mother of four. After years of psychic discomfort, he announced that he was a lesbian to his husband, children, and parents. Aside from the husband, all took it surprisingly well. They divorced, and he began a serious relationship with a woman, but then realized that wasn't quite it either. When he finally came out as trans, the apple cart was again overturned. His 13-year-old son told him, "Well, I do want you to be happy. I just also want you to be my mom." His lesbian partner sadly concluded she didn't want to be with a man. All of this is told with humor and candor and insight, with great scenes and dialogue, which is why I'm so excited for my students at UB to read the book and meet the author. As in Diana Getch's memoir of midlife transition, Radcliffe's journey took place alongside a parallel journey in the culture, with not just the possibilities, but even the language used to describe them changing rapidly. Radcliffe's two-stage transition seems to reflect this evolution, and one thing that's so moving about this story is how his family, both his parents and his kids, come along for the ride. One of the great scenes happened during the first phase of coming out. "Oh, Daddy, I thought you believed homosexuality was a sin," says the author, when his father seems to be taking the news pretty well. "I did," said Daddy. "Well, when did you stop?" "A few minutes ago," admits Radcliffe's father, "when I found out I had a gay daughter."
The books are Mona of the Manor by Armistead Maupin and Frighten the Horses by Oliver Radcliffe. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Marianne will host Oliver Radcliffe reading from his memoir at the University of Maryland Student Center on Mount Royal Avenue on November 13th at 7 p.m. Find the details at ubalt.edu/news. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.